Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
And fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now.
Hey, hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report today, Wednesday, October 5th. 2016, and we are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So, do you think this kneeling during the national anthem is getting a little out of hand? Well, now it's apparently permeating to the high school level. Yep, that's right. 16 high school cheerleaders from Cornell High School in Pennsylvania decided it would be a good idea if they knelt during the national anthem while it was being performed by the local VFW color guard. Yep, I'd be surprised if any of these future Bernie voters knew what they were actually kneeling for and what a disgrace they were to their high school. But in a related story, once Anthony Weiner caught wind of kneeling high school girls, he tried to contact them on Twitter. All right, let's get to today's headlines and out of the gutter. The battle of number twos took center stage last night while Donald Trump's VP candidate, Governor Mike Pence, clearly came out on top. Last night served also as a reminder that Kane is really unable. Also, even as Governor Pence was rudely interrupted dozens of times by both Senator Kane as well as the debate moderator, Pence managed to keep his cool. Did Donald Trump pick up any new tricks, or was this simply a balancing act for that ticket? And rumors are once again surfacing about a possible illegitimate child fathered by former President Bill Clinton. However, we may now have some new information that would make even Maury Povich jealous to substantiate these claims. All that, plus, Tim Kaine isn't the only creepy clown floating around the country. How severe is this threat to you and your family? We also have two new polls we have to talk about that don't include a mention of chlorophobia. And just how far can the NFL ratings sink? So far, it's bordering on historic. Gee, I wonder why. But first, let's kick the show off the same way we always do with a salute to our country with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And I stood for it because I'm a good American and I respect our pledge and I respect our flags and our veterans and our police officers, unlike these dopes from Cornell High School. Guys, if you want to write for the show, you can write for the Rhino Report. You can be a Rhino reporter. Send me your article to Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com, and we'll post it on rhinoreport.com along with the other articles and the Rhino rants that are there and changing every single day. You can also follow me on Twitter. I had a few quippy things to say last night. I think I have a few more to say today. My Twitter handle, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air. You can follow us or like us on the Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. I'm getting the hang of that. One day, I promise you guys, I will master social media.
Hi, this is Fred Dreyer. You know, I've tackled a few roles in my time, on the football field, in movies and television, and right here behind the broadcast microphone. Today, I've taken on a new role to tell you about the local experts at Solar Optimum. Solar Optimum is California's leading provider of high-quality, affordable solar energy. And now, they're offering a special deal you won't want to miss. So listen up. Through October 31st, Solar Optimum is offering a complete solar energy system with no money down and no monthly payments during the first year of ownership. And after the first year, payments are a low $76. Plus, not a single penny goes toward upfront costs. Best of all, you own the system. How great is that? Call 818-745-1489 today to get in on this offer. That's 818-745-1489.
Monthly payment available on approved credit. Complete details available at solaroptimum.com. California license number 972228.
All right, guys, a quick little break there. We're off and running with this Wednesday edition of the Rhino Report. A quick shout-out to everyone listening on Red Nation Rising Radio. That's rednationrising.us/player. We're on the Liberty feed live 2 p.m. Eastern every single day. Also, streamingtalkradio.com, streamingtalkradio.com, live there as well. And at night, you can catch us 12 o'clock, midnight Eastern, klrnradio.com. And you can always find the podcast on your favorite podcasting site, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. So, a little bit of housekeeping to get out of the way there. So some of you who are really good listeners noticed there was no live show yesterday. And that is correct. It just didn't make it to the podcast. There was no live show yesterday. In fact, I am a business owner outside of being an amazing talk show host. So my clients, I run a facility management company, and I have clients along the south shore of Long Island who noticed when they woke up yesterday morning that the track of this hurricane put Long Island square in the middle of it. And my phone was ringing off the hook from 6 a.m. on to go to these facilities and pull up carpets and remove patio furniture and all canopies and all sorts of good stuff. So, as it turns out, I was unable to do a live show yesterday, so we'll have to get a little caught up today. But they wake up this morning, and they see Long Island is no longer in the cone of probability, so as soon as we're done here, I guess I'm going to go undo everything I did yesterday. Such is my life. But hey, it's better to be prepared, and if you're on the east coast of Florida, or the Georgia coast, or South Carolina coast, even up to the Outer Banks now, just be ready. This thing's a monster. This Hurricane Matthew's a real monster. So now they're saying I may even do like a loop-de-loop and go back around under Florida and then into the Gulf. I mean, ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So I guess if you're anywhere south of Maine, just be prepared for this thing. And who knows, maybe even Maine. All right, so what did we miss yesterday? Yesterday, I fully intended on talking about WikiLeaks. Because 4 o'clock in the morning, we were all going to get up and see what Julian Assange had to say with this live streaming video feed from Berlin, right? We weren't going to go to the balcony in the Ecuadorian embassy in London because there were security concerns, and they cited that article where Hillary Clinton had said during a private meeting, "Can't we just drone this guy?" And everyone laughed, but she wasn't joking. So he cited that as a security concern. I don't think the U.S. would necessarily drone the Ecuadorian embassy in London, but you never know. You never know. Hillary Clinton's done worse. So they had this live feed, and essentially he kind of just said, "I got nothing now for you, but next week, the week after, the next, 7 weeks or 8 weeks, whatever he said, including weeks beyond the election, they're going to release things that they've hacked." Listen, again, I don't condone this. I don't condone hacking into servers, hacking into computers, whether it be him or whether it be secrets from Snowden. I don't condone that kind of behavior. My problem is that they're doing the job that mainstream media refuses to do, this investigative reporting. They just won't do it. They are so far in the tank for the progressive agenda in this country that they refuse to really do their job. And we have to turn to these vigilantes like Assange or like Snowden to actually get information. That I don't think they shouldn't be punished. They should definitely be punished. But while they're free, let's just reap the benefits of the information, shall we? I mean, that's kind of where I am on it. And I know some people praise them as heroes and some people really hate them. But it's kind of that there's a certain duality to it where It's sort of vigilante, and it's sort of, if that makes any sense to anybody. I'm definitely conflicted on that. But I am willing to take a look at what they find. because I believe it's important. I believe we have the right to know what our government is doing behind our backs that affects us or our everyday life. Now, we learned today about Yahoo, right? Apparently, Yahoo developed software for the NSA and the DOJ and Homeland Security or whomever else that would scan all of your emails for trigger words, keywords. We can't say trigger words because the Occupy people get mad. They get triggered. We can't say that. For keywords. Now, here's the thing about that. Guess what, folks? Terrorists don't write emails to each other that say, hey, we're going to bomb this place tomorrow. They don't write it like that. They use other words. They use like party or wedding or something. You know, is the wedding ready? Are you going to the wedding? They say things like that. They don't say, hey, did you get the plastic explosives and the shotguns ready? Because we're going to walk into that school tomorrow. They don't say that. So now the FBI or the DOJ or the NSA, in conjunction now with Yahoo, and I'm sure Gmail and MSN and the rest of these people, are scanning emails for everyday words, giving them access to just about everything we are talking about. And this comes on the heels. See, Yahoo's having a bad week. This comes on the heels of us learning about 500 million people had their Yahoo accounts compromised. Now, a lot of us, including myself, have a Yahoo account for junk mail. That's what I use it for. That's what a lot of people use it for. Whenever you sign up for something online or you have to put your email in somewhere for something really just, you know, stupid, you put in your Yahoo or your AOL account. People use their Gmail accounts for more personal stuff. That's just, I mean, that's anecdotally. Anyway, through my friends and my acquaintances, that's how we all do it. Whether you guys listen the same way, I don't know. But now, the NSA is getting access to all of your emails. And there's a good possibility we wouldn't even be concerned about this if it wasn't for someone like an Edward Snowden. We'd be blissfully ignorant, kind of like every other liberal or Democrat out there, just blissfully ignorant. But this is becoming a problem. See, I'm okay with you looking into my phone records, into my emails, my text messages, whatever, in the event that something catastrophic happened. We were all okay with the Patriot Act in 2001. We said, okay, listen, we have to know where the threat is coming from, especially since that threat really came from within, because they were in Saudi Arabia, but then they came here. Some of those terrorists were here for years, months and years. Whether it be in Newark, New Jersey, or out in California, or down in Florida, or up in Minnesota, they were here. So we had to know if there were any more coming. Now, here we are, 15 years removed from that. We're told it's a safer world, whether you choose to believe that or not. I mean, Tim Kaine said that last night, right? It's a safer world now. I mean, there's only a terrorist attack every 84 hours. But they think that's safer. Well, they think it's safer because it's good for their narrative. But I wonder, I'm going to ask you guys, are you guys okay with what people like Snowden and Assange are doing? Because a lot of people are really torn on it. They want to see people brought to justice, but they also want to know what their government's doing behind their backs. You can email me what you think. Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. And maybe you will read some of them on the air tomorrow, and we'll talk about them. Or you can go to rhinoreport.com. There's a message box there on the contact page. That'll go to my email as well. I'm curious to hear what you guys think about this. Because now, if Yahoo was working on software for the NSA, you can guarantee Google was. You can guarantee MSN was. Any other email server out there, you know they were. They just didn't contact Yahoo. They didn't pick Yahoo's name out of a hat and say, let's have them develop software so we can spy on their email holders' accounts. All right, guys, when we come back, we'll finish up talking about this. We'll talk about some creepy clowns, where the creepy clown shouldn't go, and we'll talk about last night's debate in Virginia. Hang in there, guys.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day, And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Come to Bali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kaanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'ulei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Kaanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, guys, thanks for hanging in there through that break. We were talking about these emails that Yahoo now is scanning for keywords at the direction of the NSA. And they're not looking for words like terrorist or bomb or plastic explosive. They're looking for words like wedding and party and probably Republican, conservative. You know, those are the words. Those are the real threat words they're probably looking for, although we'll never know the actual truth there. All right. I want to talk about these creepy clowns for just a minute. And I know I'm going to get the emails. I'm going to get the Twitter, the Facebook, and people are going to say, you spent 3 minutes talking about clowns with all that's going on in the world. Clowns. Well, I mean, we can kind of relate it because Hillary and Kane are both a couple of clowns. So is Obama. But this creepy clown thing, it's getting a little out of hand, and people are starting to worry. And I think they might have some reason to worry. Now, there was a 13-year-old girl who was arrested in Virginia for trying to solicit a clown online to kill her middle school teacher. That seems like an issue to me. There was somebody else who was late for work and said, I was late because I was attacked by a knife-wielding clown. This happened, I think, in Ohio. What's wrong with these swing states? Clowns everywhere. New Haven, Connecticut. They're not allowing any children in the school districts to wear clown costumes for Halloween because they're saying it's a symbol of terror. I'm serious. It's the quote. It's a symbol of terror. The clowns. I'll tell you who's laughing all the way on this one. Got to be Stephen King. Got to be laughing all the way with this one. Of course, he wrote the book It. And most of us, I would say, if you're over 30 years old, you probably read the book It. Maybe it was even assigned reading, as it was for me when I was in high school. Now, I'm sure it's not assigned now because it probably offends some people, so we can't do that. No more literature that might offend somebody unless it has a good, you know, social injustice message in there or something. But He says on he was in a paper in Maine because he lives in Maine, Stephen King. He says that, listen, this comes and goes. These phenomenons come and go. Sometimes they last a while. Sometimes they don't. On Twitter, he says, hey, guys, time to cool the clown hysteria. Most of them are good. Cheer up, kiddies. Make people laugh. I mean, he's a sick guy, this Stephen King. But, hey, listen, this clown stuff, they're popping up everywhere. South Carolina, that's where it all started. And then Georgia, North Carolina. Now, they're everywhere. Everyone's got a clown lurking on a corner. It's getting ridiculous. But I do have a warning for these clowns. I have a warning for them. I would advise them to stay out of Minnesota. That's what I would advise them to do. Now, a good friend of mine, who also happens to be a fellow Italian and a fellow talk show host, he went out looking for clowns. He put it live on Facebook. He saw that there might have been a clown. He heard a rumor. There may be a clown at a cemetery, and he was ready to go get this clown. He was ready to go get it. And listen, so if you are a clown in Minnesota, and you are a creepy clown, stay away from Italian talk show hosts. Could be very, very bad for your health. All right. Let's move on from these clowns to the clown on the VP side of the Democratic ticket, Tim Kaine. This was really, really bad for the Clinton campaign, this debate last night. I believe that. I think that in most instances, your VP debate is not going to move the needle much. But when you have two candidates who are supposedly so unliked, I mean, 60% unfavorables, unless you're reading the Reuters poll, and then Hillary has almost a favorable, but we'll talk about that later. So unliked, it may be the VP that you're looking at, especially if you're undecided, because it's always the what-if factor, right? They always say you're one breath away, you're one heartbeat away. That's the what-if factor. So I think a lot of people last night were saying, well, what if, who would we prefer? And I believe that choice had to be Mike Pence. Had to be. This guy was cool, he was calm, he was collected, he was everything that Tim Kaine wasn't. This guy looked like he snorted Red Bull before he got out there. All disheveled. Looked like he was just fighting a clown. Terrible. He kept interrupting. What was it, 72 interruptions? That's a lot. 72. They said Pence had 40. Because I think Pence would say, oh, come on. That's not interruption. That's a response. That's not an interruption. If you take out some of those oh, come ons that Pence had, I would say it was probably 70-3. And even Elaine Keanu, the moderator, she was trying to jump in too. She tried to start the whole thing off with a question about emails, and a few of us said, oh, here we go, finally a moderator asking about Hillary's emails. And then it was it. That was it. 8 negative questions to Pence, 1 negative question to Kaine, and he still couldn't handle it. Kaine is unable. There is no doubt about that. None whatsoever. Was that the game plan? Was the game plan to have him go out and just read off a laundry list of complaints? Or did he really lose? I think he really lost. I think he was trying to win that one. You'll never get the truth from the Clintons, though.
You experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's DRSHEPS.com. 310-873-4422.
When you really want Italian food, really good Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Why? Well, here's a couple of reasons. Value. You get a lot for your money along with a load of deliciousness. You're not eating corporate food. Columbo's is family-owned and faithful to their long-held family recipes. We're talking service that's never falling. You'll never get, "Hi, I'm Jennifer. I'll be your server tonight." Please. Jazz every night. Sizzling steaks. Luscious fish entrees. Yummy Italian specialties. And the world's greatest meatballs. Need I say more? Oh, I will. Value. Deliciousness. Italian family specialties. Friendly service. Columbo's. Yes! That little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's. Mangia.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by CBC Funding. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your structured settlement, annuity, or pending lawsuit? It's true. If you are receiving a structured settlement spread out over time and you want a lump sum amount delivered immediately, then you need to call CBC Funding. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Structured settlements are commonly used to resolve personal injury lawsuits. Annuities, they're designed to spread payments out over 10 or 20 years. For many of you in need of money today, this simply does not work. If you have a structured settlement and you want cash now, call CBC's Settlement Funding. Here's the number. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call. And look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Wednesday edition. We're about 26 until the top of the hour, talking about this debate last night, which I thought was actually a pretty good debate. You know, I was looking forward to this one because I wanted some issue talk. Now, there's a fair amount of theatrics that go along with watching a Hillary-Trump debate, and that's a lot of fun. Don't get me wrong. But at some point, I'd like to see the policy, the substance. Not that Donald Trump hasn't been substantive, he has been, but in these debates he gets a little carried away with the one-liners and the quippiness and the wittiness, and I think it's all well and good for ratings and it's fun to watch, and we can talk about it later. But Pence-Kaine was going to be a very substantive debate because it was supposed to be like watching paint dry, right? That's what it was kind of billed as. But I thought there was some fiery nature to both of them. Again, I think Pence came out on top, hands down. Even the New York Times kind of alluded to that before they deleted all of their tweets and their articles about it. Everything gone. Now, Elaine Keanu, the moderator, I thought maybe. I was thinking, my fingers were crossed, maybe we'd have a good, impartial moderator. Didn't really turn out that way, right? Not really. She interrupted Pence a lot. She didn't really fact check, but she wouldn't let him really get rolling. And what I noticed too was that she always let Kaine have the last word. I mean, he inserted himself plenty for the last word, but she should have just stopped him and then let Pence finish. She didn't keep it flowing very well. They were not sticking to 2 minutes or 1 minute or even 30 seconds when they were allotted that time. She didn't control it very well. I'm not sure if she's a rookie at this, you know, at this whole moderating thing. I'm not sure. Those two, if you were to have to control two people, those would be the two you'd want. You wouldn't think it would get out of hand with Kane and Pence, right? It's like watching a pillow fight. I mean, yeah, it'd be a little bit tougher with Hillary and Trump, but I think it was all right. She asked Pence about 8 tough questions, and Kane won. Now, she didn't want to be the next Matt Lauer, so she very much followed in the footsteps of Lester Holt, where the left progressive media won't have anything wrong with what she did, except for the fact that she didn't really challenge Pence. But I think they really can't do that. You know, they can't seem that one-sided when you have 70% of Americans right now don't trust mainstream media. 70%. They're going to tell us all about how accurate their polls are, mainstream media, how Hillary Clinton's leading every single poll and she's going to win by a landslide. Well, then they got to trust the number that they're getting from the voter about their trust in mainstream media. And it's about a 70% distrust. So I think people are starting to catch on to the fact that they can ask questions a certain way and seem partial to media who are very involved in this, but to the average viewer may not seem partial. And I think she did that last night. She started off with the email question. Do you think Hillary has a 60% distrust rating because of her emails and the Clinton Foundation? I thought we were off to the races. Kane didn't really answer the question, and that topic did not come back out of the moderator's mouth. That was the only thing she asked about it. I thought maybe. And then Kane starts talking about the insult-driven campaign that Trump has. Like, is he kidding me? Has he seen his own commercials from either the Hillary camp or the PACs associated with the Hillary campaign? They are so insult-driven. Absolutely. And I think that was a big misstep on Kane's part, because I think the average viewer realizes where the nasty commercials are coming from. If you look at Donald Trump's commercials, it's all about building America, putting people back to work and families and values. With her ads, it's about nuclear war and Donald Trump making fun of girls, and it's really terrible. But Kane tried to beat that drum a few times. He tried to beat the tax drum. What about your tax returns? I mean, he even turned it into a debate about tax returns somehow. Crazy. And then Pence said, well, hey, listen, do you take deductions on your tax return? Kane didn't answer. He didn't hear him, I guess. He didn't answer that one. I have never seen media go so crazy over 3 pages of tax returns from 20 years ago. Let me just point something out to you really quickly here before we get too far in the weeds with this. If you have a loss, especially close to a $1 billion loss, you don't pay taxes on a loss. Now, you're not supposed to pay taxes on legal fees either, or you're supposed to pay those taxes when you have to pay out in a settlement. Well, the Clintons deduct their legal fees all the time. Happened with their payouts. That's more of an issue than Donald Trump not paying taxes on losing $1 billion. What are you going to do? If someone loses $1 billion, you're going to tax them now? No, that's why the rules are there. So you can absorb that loss into your personal taxes and then continue to build your company. If you had to pay taxes on losses, we'd have no small business. It would be a complete state-run operation at every single level. And I know that's what they want. I get that. But to make us think that Donald Trump should have paid taxes when he lost $1 billion is absurd. Absolutely absurd. They think we're all dumb. They think we are all just too stupid to realize that. Now, I know me. I get the best lawyer and the best accountant I can, and we all sit together in January, and we figure out how to pay no taxes. That's what we do. I'm sure you guys do it, too. So when Pence and Trump say, you know what? He used the tax laws brilliantly. That's what he did. He used the existing 70,000 pages of tax law brilliantly. But they want to get rid of that. That's where the moderator should have come in and said, do you think Donald Trump should have paid taxes on a loss? That would have been a good question, a good follow-up. But it wasn't there. She didn't have the gumption that she needed to have for this debate. I know Kellyanne Conway came out afterwards and said, well, you know, Tim Kaine was kind of attacking a female moderator. You know, I don't want to get into that mess. I don't want to get into that. That's a reach. Even for Kellyanne Conway, that's a reach. But she was also there on Megyn Kelly. And Megyn Kelly, what an unmitigated disaster. Ever since Donald Trump put her in her place 2 Augusts ago, she has had it out for this guy. Even though she got a $20 million book deal because of it, she's had it out for this guy. The debate wasn't over 15 seconds. Even Chris Matthews was saying that Pence won. And Megyn Kelly is pretty much declaring Tim Kaine the winner. They got to get her off Fox. Terrible to listen to. Terrible. She's unwatchable. Even her ratings show she's unwatchable. She falls in third now behind O'Reilly and Hannity. And she's in the 9 o'clock spot. How long is that going to last? How long is that going to last? All right, we come back. We'll finish talking about the debate. We got a couple of polls to go over. And I want to talk about the NFL ratings. Why do you think they're tanking? Down 19%, guys. We'll be back.
First, Gary from accounting came in with the sniffles. Just a cold, he said. But it was not a cold. Then Janet breaks out in a heavy sweat. It's the flu. Then round and round the office it goes. But when it's your turn, well, it's not going to be your turn because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're waiting for the coughing, sore throat, aching flu to pass, you can go to the big game. Score! Shield yourself with the flu shot from Rite Aid before it's too late. No appointments necessary, and it's free with most insurance. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
As we are all aware, restaurants and celebrity chefs come and go. But one restaurant is constant, El Cholo. Hi, this is Larry Elder. Since 1923, the original El Cholo on Western Avenue and those in La Habra, Santa Monica, downtown L.A., Anaheim Hills, and the latest Corona Del Mar have served millions of loyal fans and multiple generations. If you've dined there, you know the reason why. It's those fresh green corn tamales, Carmen's historic nachos, the margaritas, and so much more. Treat yourself and dine at a restaurant you really want to go to, not one where you're supposed to go to. El Cholo. I know I do.
All right, guys, so we're talking about this debate last night. Just to finish it up a little bit, I know everywhere you look today, they're talking about this debate, and everyone has a different take on it. Listen, I think this is the reason why Hillary Clinton picked Tim Kaine. He's never going to outshine her. He couldn't outshine a rusty bucket. He's terrible, this guy. So he's out there. He's just out there to read the laundry list of complaints they have against Donald Trump. He's a sexist. He's a misogynist. He's this. He's that. He hates girls. He hates this. He hates fat people. He's going to raise taxes and going to deport your aunt and, you know, all this stuff. And that's really what they fell back on. That and his tax returns. We got to see his tax returns. Got to see him. I don't care what they say. The guy owns a million buildings. I mean, he's doing pretty well. He's doing pretty well. I don't know. He had these canned lines. There's Tim Kaine. Do you want a you're hired president or a you're fired president? He couldn't deliver these things. He was terrible. He did not know how to deliver them. The only problem I had with the debate on both sides was when they started talking about policing. Now, this is a very touchy subject. And it has been because they've really made policing a racial thing. It never has been before. But the Democrats have turned policing, along with mainstream media, into a racial thing, and it shouldn't be. People police with no bias. That's how you do it. The you know. But they start talking about the community policing, and I have a big problem with community policing, and maybe some of you think it's a great idea. I think it's garbage, to be honest with you. When you involve civic groups and community members into policy of policing, you're interjecting people who aren't qualified to speak on the subject. I don't care if you're a church leader. I don't care if you're a community organizer. I don't care what you do. If you did not go to the academy, you do not have a criminal justice degree, you do not have the training that a police officer goes through, you are not qualified to speak on police matters. End of story. Case closed. So when they put out the idea of community policing, I don't like it. I hate it. In fact, in New York City, it's doing nothing. It's making it worse. See, we used to have what's called a broken windows policing here, where every little quality of life crime that happens, you have to make an arrest, you have to give a ticket, you have to put them in front of a judge so that they won't want to do it again. You make the punishment a little bit harder than what happened. That way, hopefully, it stops those quality of life crimes from happening. Now, we've changed to a community policing model, and we've gotten rid of, in New York City, all the quality of life crimes. People are they can pee in the street, you can graffiti, you can defecate on cop cars. It's not a crime. Not a crime. So that's the difference. And the term community policing, a lot of people don't realize what that really means. It's kind of like when the Democrats talk about comprehensive immigration reform. That means amnesty. And Mike Pence did a good job of making that delineation yesterday. He said when they say comprehensive immigration reform, they mean amnesty. And Kane didn't say anything about it. Well, you know, Kane just said, well, you want to deport 16 million people and 4.5 million babies and get rid of birthright citizenship. No. No, no, no. You're not listening. Typical, typical Democrat progressive. You are not listening. We're going to get rid of the criminals first. We're going to build a wall, get rid of the criminals, and the visa overstays. Once that's under control, we'll figure out how to make people who are here working legally, law-abiding, how to get them on a path to being real American citizens and paying taxes. That's the plan. That seems awfully comprehensive, if you ask me. But no, they say deportation forces and building walls, not bridges, and we want comprehensive immigration reform. Well, yeah, the Gang of Eight kind of had that and didn't really work. So, Tim Kaine, he was a nightmare. Just a nightmare. I mean, how you could buy anything this clown is selling is really beyond me. He went in there with just a list of things to complain about, and whenever Mike Pence wanted to talk about issues, talk about substance, he interrupted him every single time. It didn't go by once. Whenever Pence tried to talk about issues, Kane came right in. Da-da-da-da-da. He just, he was like a kid putting his fingers in his ears and just screaming. It was really bad. I mean, he was really a bad representation of the Democrat ticket. Because here you have someone at the top who's a career criminal, and someone, her underling, is a career idiot. That's what he is. It was terrible. I'm not sure that there's much Keanu could have done there to really help the Democrats when you have someone just that stupid across the table from you. I'm not sure what you could have done. So tax returns were the big thing, and somehow he equates it to 9/11. What a jerk this guy is. Absolute jerk. So that's it. Pence did get the basket of deplorables comments in there. He had to do that. He didn't get any Benghazi references in there. Now, I noticed Kane was quick on the trigger to say that Hillary Clinton was in the room when they took down Osama bin Laden. But did you hear him say that she was in the room when Benghazi got attacked? Did you hear that out of his mouth? No, I didn't either. So, all right. That's it on that. We'll focus on Friday, we'll focus on Sunday's debate between Hillary and Donald. So that should be fun to talk about. Let's go over a couple of polls here. I wanted to get to this story about this guy named Danny Williams who's claiming to be Bill Clinton's illegitimate child. And it's starting to get some traction, and there's some new, I guess, evidence out now. But I think we'll save that for tomorrow, maybe, because I have a lot of stuff on this. I don't want to cheat it. no pun intended. But all right, let's go to polls. Let's do polls right now. We have the Reuters Ipsos poll, always a fun one here on the Rhino Report. 1,928 people surveyed. 887 were Democrats. 628 were Republicans. So, only 259 more Democrats this time for 30% more in this poll. It's a 2008 model. Only 15% of the entire poll was independents, which is 15% less than what identify in this country. And the reason for that is because independents in this poll go for Donald Trump by 13 points. So, they can't have too many in there. Well, what it boils down to is no one's happy with the direction of the country. The economy is the number one issue. Democrats love President Obama in this poll, and overall he has a plus six. Well, that's because you have 30% more Democrats than Republicans in this poll. But independents, not a big fan of King Obama, down 18%, net negative 18%. Boils down to Trump minus seven. We'll finish up with this poll, plus some good news out of Rasmussen and what's going on with the NFL when we come back. Hang in there, guys. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right. In Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, welcome back to this final segment of today's Rhino Report. You can follow me on Twitter at Rhino on Air or catch all the old episodes of the show on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. We're talking about this Ipsos poll. Now, it's worth noting the poll was completed on October 3rd, embargoed 2 days until today it was released. 30% more Democrats sampled in this poll than Republicans, and only 15% of the total sampling were independents. So we're very much a modified 2008 model. If you're going to have a credible poll, you have to have at least 30% of the poll be independents, because that's how most people identify. All right, independents not happy in this poll. 70% think we're on the wrong track. In fact, the independents believe Barack Hussein Obama doing a terrible job, net negative 18%. Now, of course, there's only 15% of the total sampling, so they're not affecting the sampling much, because when you boil it all down, Hillary Clinton has a 7-point lead in the head-to-head and a 6-point lead in the four-way, yet independents go Trump by 13 in the head-to-head and go Trump by 11 in the four-way. So, this Ipsos poll, they were doing pretty good. They had the 2012 model for a couple of weeks, and Trump was catching up there, even with just a smaller Democrat turnout, like a D plus six. Now they're back to like a D plus 10 here. It's terrible, absolutely terrible. But if you even it up, Trump's ahead. That's the bottom line there. Rasmussen, a little bit more credible. Trump, 42. Hillary, 41. This is now a daily tracking poll. We're in that point of the year in the election where Rasmussen does a daily tracking poll. Trump, 42. Hillary, 41. That's up one from yesterday and up four since Jill Stein at two. Those two are falling off the map, like we keep saying. Let's see. We also have 86% of Trump voters and 88% of Clinton supporters say they're certain about how they're going to vote. Both Clinton and Trump earn 80% of their own party, which is pretty good. Trump leads with men, whites, and those over 40. Clinton is ahead with women, blacks, and younger voters. Now, among voters who support Clinton, this is an interesting stat. Among voters who support Clinton, 21% say their political opinions are influenced by friends and family on social media, like Facebook and Twitter. So ask yourself now, why would Facebook and Twitter want to censor conservative speech? Well, there you go. Because 21% of people who use it are just stupid, is what that is, essentially. Let's see. Nearly one-third of American adults say they are less likely to watch a National Football League game because of the growing number of Black Lives Matter protests on the fields. Interesting stat there, which leads us to what's going on with the NFL and their ratings. They are not doing good. Not doing good whatsoever. Last year, the NFL set an all-time viewership record, and this year they're on pace to just about set an all-time low viewership record. Last night's Monday Night Football, well, not last night, I guess Monday night, between the Vikings and the Giants drew a 9.1 overnight. That's not a great rating for Monday Night Football. It's an 8% drop from last year's Week 4. And then the Detroit Lions and the Seattle Seahawks the year before that had a 9.6. So, smaller markets. You have the Kansas City, you have Seattle, you have Detroit, much smaller markets than New York. We're drawing bigger ratings 2 years ago, and a lot of this is because of what is going on with these protests, with kneeling down during the national anthem. In fact, you have the Week 3 this year drew a 5.7, which is an all-time low for Monday Night Football. 5.7 Week 3 of this year. And listen, maybe if you're the owners of the NFL trying to figure out what to do here, maybe you shouldn't let your employees protest while they're at work. Hey, go figure. That might work. Let them protest when they're on their own time. They're entertainers. We're watching for entertainment value only, but now we're not even watching. All right, guys. Hope you had fun today. That is time. A big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad, and a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. Keep it up. Please be safe. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, have a great day, everybody. I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.